You're listening to Audi on Design on Monocle 24.
This week, we select a snippet of analysis from the one, the only, Sir David Chipperfield. He was a guest of Monocle's at our recent Quality of Life conference in Madrid. Phew, what a scorcher. And he joined our editor-in-chief, Tyler Brulé, on stage. Here is Sir David shedding a few lights and insights on the complicated relationship between architecture and money in our cities today.
There are clients and there are projects, and we've been very fortunate to build museums. You know, museums are low-hanging fruit in a way, whereas this project is a housing project in the suburbs of Madrid. In a way, I found that project, you know, that was a very interesting project for us, because to do housing in the same budget as every other housing project, you know, you're really on the front line. One is slightly in a green zone designing museums. You're surrounded by, you know, intelligent people who are, in a way, you know, wanting all the things that you can give. It's a very pure architectural task. You know, you're making spaces, you're making good rooms, you're making, you know, it's an ideal architectural task in a way. I mean, the question is, how do you expand out of that into tasks which are more societal and less protected? If you're in the Anglo-Saxon world, if you're not in a sort of philanthropic cultural environment, you're in the commercial environment, which is about leveraging value. We can, as architects, help leverage value. So we can, you know, Norman Foster or Jack Herzog can design an apartment building in New York. They'll probably get a better permission. They'll probably get more money per square meter for the apartments, etc. So the architect is bringing value to that. But what about schools or social housing, where you cannot leverage value? Therefore, inclusion in that process is, you know, if it ever happens, because social housing has been abandoned in Britain and I think in America. If there's no money to be made out of things, who's going to make them happen? And that's, I think, the problem for architects, because we believe that we're sort of societal animals, and yet we become less and less effective or engaged in societal questions.